I've talked recently about moving from futures to stocks and some of the different issues you might face. So for me, my background being in shorter term futures trading, moving over into trading more stocks and looking at longer term investments and themes and things like that, is it's kind of like going from running a sprint to running a marathon or 800 meter race. So it's in the same field, but it's a little different. You're using some of those skills, but you have to learn other ones. And I'm also working with a few friends on it. So communicating properly in a group and understanding how each person can fit in and do something that benefits the group are all new experiences for me from just mostly working alone in the first 10, 12 years of me doing this. So one of the things that I wanted to share today was a realization or maybe some experience in when I went over into the stock market more. I started off looking at stock charts and fundamental, you know, earnings misses, patterns of technical analysis, things that a lot of people look at, and kind of trying to see if I could figure out, you know, is there something that I can do with using that stuff? And I think that's pretty standard and everyone starts there. And from coming from the futures world, I knew that's never how I made a lot of money. I never really was successful using those run-of-the-mill kind of canned approaches that everyone can pick up in a book. But I started there anyway, just to kind of see how things acted. And my first few experiments in the stock market were, I would call them unsuccessful. Unsuccessful in terms of learning, but unsuccessful in the results I wanted to get. Because I was mostly starting with charts that I liked. And then from there, I would try to learn about the company. And a lot of times I would get bogged down learning about industries I didn't understand and things that really didn't interest me. So I would kind of peter out and not want to put the effort in. Because what I'm really interested in is I love having one foot in the future. I love buying new technology. I love looking at, observing things in the real world, like noticing that everyone loves owning their Tesla, the excitement of the first iPhone, the lines out the Apple store, the fact that everyone's canceling their cable and using Netflix. There's a million examples, right? And I love using that kind of stuff. So you could call that more of a top-down approach. And I use that approach. And now what I'm doing is taking that and I'm looking at a whole bunch of themes. I'll give you a few of them here, but CRISPR, the gene editing stuff in the biotech world, AR and VR. Facebook just released this new Oculus Go, offline retail, what companies are going to survive after the Amazon effect is accounted for, who provides that experience that you want to walk into a store. What are some other ones? Electric vehicles, autonomous driving, computer vision, the things that is going to power the autonomous driving, the things that power these drones, these cameras, all the stuff that you see governments using around the world in China to recognize people's faces. So those are a few themes. So I get those themes by just digging through podcasts, listening to, having a Google News feed with curated articles that just come to me from the stuff I search. It kind of pulls more stuff that it thinks would be interesting to me. So once I get that, I make a mind map or maybe a whiteboard type of thing where I have those themes. And then what I'm doing now is looking at earnings misses. So I'm looking at who, it doesn't have to be even they beat earnings, but what company had a big move after earnings. And then when those companies that have those moves dial into my bigger themes, then I start taking a deeper look. And it gives me the excitement and the endurance to kind of know that I have more behind it than just the earnings or just the chart. So in the past, when I would just look at the earnings miss or a nice technical chart, I might do a little trade, make a little money on it, lose a little money, but never really have that deeper level of conviction I needed to put on a bigger position or to really understand how this thing could maybe double in price or there's a much bigger thing at play here. And I could go back to that symbol over and over again and trade it or have a bigger investment in it because I understood it was part of a bigger theme that was going to shape the way the world was going to work. And I got that from my daily research of looking around, listening to podcasts, observing the world, etc. So now I'm combining the two and working with the other two fellas that I'm working with, we're able to each kind of pick away at each part of that. So sometimes a couple of us are looking at more of the themes and another one is digging into the nitty gritty and the stocks that miss earnings and then kind of cross-referencing them with each other. And then when that happens, your trading skills come into play. You wait for when you know how to buy in the areas that are more low risk. You can look at using options to lower your risk, but it's a more comprehensive approach. It has a story, a theme. It also has a chart. It figures in earnings. So that, I think just by listening to myself say this, it makes a lot more sense. And that it wasn't that I had to learn anything new about how to trade or how to invest necessarily. It was just, I just had to figure out my way of getting into it. So when I was in futures looking at indexes, it was different because you're looking at the euro or oil or the US stock market. You don't really have to worry so much about those themes. You do a little bit, but everyone knows those themes. Everyone's talking about them on the news, tax cuts, you know, GDP growth, employment report. So there's not a lot of edge to get there. But when you start viewing how the world's going to go and all the different themes and some of the stuff that electric vehicles is a good point with all the infrastructure that needs to be built to charge these things, the weight on the grid to plug them in, the how important battery technology and efficiency is going to be. There's so much there. So when you see little companies beating earnings that are part of that theme, then you really pay attention there. Whereas normally, you know, you don't really pick it up. So that's what I've learned about kind of pulling together what I'm curious about and what I do, and then mixing it with where I came from to have a new plan that it feels a lot better right now. So that's the way I've been going forward. And, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. It was something that I had to stumble into. I make a lot of mistakes thinking I knew what I was going to do and then kind of falling backwards into what really felt good. What felt like I was using my day wisely was not something that I would ever have guessed. It feels like you need to check off the list and look into companies and look at charts to feel like you're making progress. But actually, the best progress was made by observing the world, picking up a few things. I subscribe to a lot of scientific magazines now, looking at new technology, new science, and then observing what's going on. And I live in Seattle, so in the city, and just putting those things together with the other stuff, that's when I feel like it spiderwebs together and the more creative thoughts can mix with the nitty-gritty of who's beating earnings and who has a good price chart.